Light 95.1. As you heard last hour, I had on the president of Dogpack, Craig Lindberg. He came in and told us a little bit about what their efforts are in the community as far as trying to open some of these ski trails to dog owners. But now, I was caught a little off guard, I'm not going to lie, but we have Eileen in this morning. She didn't just call in to rebuttal, but she came by, and I appreciate you coming by. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for taking me today.
So what exactly is your concern about Dogpack? What's your take on it?
Well, I think Dogpack has done a tremendous job in our community. They've opened a lot of dog parks, off-leash dog parks, and that's been a positive. Where I part ways with them is on the issue of dogs north of Century Drive. I'm a member of the Central Oregon Nordic Club, and our club is firmly opposed to dogs in the Swampy Lake area. We have long maintained the Nordine shelter out there. In fact, at a cost of $30,000, we rebuilt that shelter after it was burned down. Mm-hmm. And so we feel a sense of ownership of that shelter. We keep the wood stocked in there and, you know, keep it cleaned up and all of that. And so Dogpack apparently wants to put a track into that shelter for skate skiers with their dogs. Nordic Club does not necessarily want to skate ski. If we want to skate ski, we'll go right next door to Meisner to do that. So we're not really in favor of any tracking in the Swampy Lakes area.
Right.
And the issue of dogs is a really sticky one. It's not that we're against dogs. It's just that that area has always been dog-free, and it's because of user conflict. The forest has managed that
right.
corridor because of the added pressure of our population growth, and I think the management has been pretty well done. Yes, there are more dogs in Bend and more dog owners, and perhaps we do need a new separate place for dogs off-leash with skate tracks, but not at Swampy. Swampy traditionally is a kind of a ski it in yourself place, and dogs ruin those kinds of tracks. So it has to be it has to be packed down.
Okay.
With machines, if it's going to work.
Right.
And so, I'm just saying that it's traditionally been dog free. It's traditionally been ski it in yourself, and it's been that way since the beginning. And we just like to keep it that way.
Okay, understood.
I think that there is a need for a skate dog park, but it could be in another area. It would require a whole huge new infrastructure. It would require a new parking lot, bathrooms, machinery to track out something, some loops, maintenance on that machinery, upkeep, personnel. I mean, it's a big undertaking. If you look at what Tumalo Langloff Club has done at Meisner, you'll see what a big undertaking it is. So I can understand why Dogpack thinks that it would be such an easy fix for their problem
right.
to just come right into Swampy and kind of take over one of the corridors there and kind of take over one of the shelters there. And, you know, I just reserve my right to object to that.
Sure, absolutely. No, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I love that you came in, that you're so passionate about it.